you decide yourselves this, but it's for this time. Now, whether that means time's getting near, every day we get nearer to the coming. I'm not saying that he's coming tomorrow. I'm just saying every day we get near. But there was something about this that it encouraged me to pray with more confidence in what Jesus is doing through us. But this is the only time it ever left me with a feeling of heaviness. I mean, a real deep heaviness. And I believe it's just the feeling of the call to prayer for the lost. You know, I saw the pit and people walking toward it, and some right on the edge. And I felt just, I think, a glimpse, because I think the full thing would have just done me in. But I found just a glimpse of what the Father feels when somebody is trying to stop what Jesus did. But we are also not to underestimate the power of the blood of Jesus to reach those lost. Never underestimate that. When you pray for the lost, pray knowing God's doing something great.
Amen, amen. Amen, amen. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Well, as you know, I can't stop praising the Lord, so we just keep praising, and finally I have to quit so that we have time. Amen, amen. Amen, amen. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again, I say rejoice. Rejoice. I was rejoicing this morning when my copier once again failed me. I told it, let's do it just right today, and I didn't do it. So anyway, we got a few of them out, and just like he said, just like Jesus said, when he rose and they came to the tomb and they said, he's not here. He's not here. Just like he said, he's alive. Just like he said. Just like he said. It's important to know what he said. It's important to be in the Word of God and let the Word of God speak to you. This week, earlier in the week, I came across the verse in 2 Samuel. I was reading, you know. But David prayed and he said, how great you are, O Lord. I mean, David did a lot of those. Now, some of those prayers that he prayed, it was because I messed up again, Lord. But he was a man after God's own heart. He was seeking God's heart. Be a heart seeker. You know, just seek the Lord. Take time, any time, to just say, whew. You know, how great you are, O Lord. I don't know how great he is. No. I'm learning. But still beyond, just today, he said, you know, don't underestimate. No. Forgive me, Lord, I probably underestimated. Probably, you know. I prayed the whole time I was trying to get that copier to go. I don't know why God didn't fix it. But I'm just about to just go buy one because I just don't like that one anymore. I shouldn't have to be concerned every time I go in. I shouldn't have to get up from the computer and as I'm walking upstairs say, Lord, let that copier work. Let that copier work today, you know? I probably prayed wrong. I probably should have said, make that copier work. It was so good. First copy. Second copy. Ding, 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 ding. You know? Things don't always go just the way that we want them to. They just don't. They just don't. But it's okay because God's faithful. How great you are, O sovereign Lord. There's no one like you. There's no God like our God. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. You know? If you never said anything other than that all day long, think of what things would be like. You know? If you didn't think anything, you know, you can be carrying out a conversation with somebody thinking, holy is the Lord. There are times, there are some people you're talking to, that's what you need to be thinking. Holy are you, Lord. You know, it's like, we do that. We aren't always totally focused on a person that we're talking to, but we can always be focused on the Lord. David went on to say a very truth. We've never even heard of another God like you. We've never heard of a God like God. He's the only one. We have the only living Savior. You know? Jesus said he was the only way. He said he was the way, the truth, and the life. So it's not really arrogant of us to say that he's the way, the truth, and the life. He's the only one. We don't need to compromise, do we? We don't need to say, well, you know. A lot of times at jail, I got people saying, well, we all serve the same God. I said, if we all serve the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, we do. If not, we're in a mess. That's the truth. We need to speak the truth. We need to pray for people from the truth. You know, God would that everyone be saved, so we want everyone saved. We want everyone to know the Lord. There is no one like you, Lord. We can trust everything he says. We can trust everything he says. We can trust when he puts out a word that says, don't underestimate. We can put a sticky note on our mirror reminding us, don't underestimate. Don't doubt for a minute what God can do. Don't let doubt entertain them. Don't let a doubt come in. You know? We've got some, I think that we have some like cowboy in the crowd. Are you? So if someone says, you know, go rope that calf or go get that cow or whatever, I think you're probably old enough and tall enough that you don't say, I don't think I can. You know? It's more like who's gonna go get that one and it's a race? I can get him. Right? Confidence. Confidence in the Lord. We can trust him. We can just trust him. If we catch ourselves not trusting him, we need to talk to ourselves and say, hey, remember, we're trusting the Lord. Always remember. And never forget. The angel also said, come and see where he was. Come and see. That spoke to me about, you know, where is Jesus to you? Where is Jesus to me? Is he out there somewhere for a good portion of my life? He was out there somewhere, maybe. Sort of, kind of. Not necessarily important. I could live fine without him. Right? We can be in that spot where, yeah, I know about Jesus, but do we know Jesus? Tara works with a gal, and I asked her, so, are you a Jesus person? And she said, well, I know he's out there. So I left just because you always have to have another time, you know. I went back and I said, I left and I knew exactly what I should have said. I can't wait. I'm glad I got in here today to say it's not about him being out there. It's about him being in here. In here. Does he abide in you? Do you just kind of, yeah. When you hear his name, do you? Yeah. He's good. You know? I always get the feeling that will be the song too, Judy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the King of Kings. It takes one time through and everybody's got it memorized. Then you can just go places with it. You know? Just take off with it. You know? But where, you know, we need to consider things like, okay, so where is Jesus? Maybe in a circumstance, where is Jesus? He doesn't fall off the throne when my print copier doesn't work. I think he smiles at me. I think he does. I think he gets a kick out of it. Well, why wouldn't he just fix it? I'll figure it out. I'm sure that's exactly what he wants. Yeah. Yes. He wants me to buy a new truck to haul it. What's that? Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. I think I did already tell you that Vicky likes the cat again. She doesn't want the cat dead. Every time I go to jail, somebody's saying, "How's the cats?" Oh, tell me about it. It's like, had me fearful, you know. You want the cat alive, I want you dead too, you know. No, she didn't want me dead. Don't talk to me about the cat! I mean, sometimes things in our lives can be going on in such a way that we go a different way than we know that we should be going. You know, I know my wonderful wife well enough to know that she didn't really feel that way. She just couldn't quit saying it. You know? Okay, maybe she really did feel that way. Wow. Feelings pass. It's hard for a holy man to live with an unholy woman. I'm just kidding. What? Not much. Oh.
Just don't do it. And then you'll be okay.
Well, I don't very often go to the bathroom on the carpet. Thank you, Tara. In fact, never. Okay, we don't want to go there. Because we have different theories about that robot vacuum. If you hold a robot vacuum up under the sink and run water in it, it's going to be hard on it.
I thought we were going here.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Up from the grave he arose. Yes, okay. He's alive again. Let all the people say. He said, if we call on him, he'll answer. If we call on him, we'll answer. He didn't say, you know, consider the situation, think about it, see if you think this is something you should call upon the Lord about, see if this is something that fits into his, you know, expertise. He said, if you call on him, he'll answer. Do it. Call. You know? I mean, if you miss that calf, have you ever missed a calf? So then did you just ride off somewhere far away and never come back? Get after him again, right? All right. What's that? Well, you'd enjoy watching me rope for about 1 second. I was reminded when I was a kid, we ended up at Spearfish, I think it was, at the Passion Play. I don't think they have it anymore. But, you know, I wasn't very old, I don't think. But anyway, we're at the Passion Play, and I don't have very many memories of it. I have one memory of it. And that one memory was everything went dark. And then there was this gigantic boom. Because, you know, when it went dark, everybody got quiet. And it wasn't a scraping of a rolling away of a rock. You know? It was boom! Scared me. But I just remember that. So it took me a long time to think the Bible could possibly be right, because they didn't roll the rock away. They blew that baby out. And I kind of think that maybe Jesus just blew it out. I don't know. But we have things in our lives that you know, we've talked about this. We have things that have taken place that we remember once we know Jesus, we recognize that might have been God. You know? It might just be God drawing us closer, you know? I mean, why is he picking on me, a cowboy? Is God speaking to you? I don't know. He likes you. Likes you a lot. That's the whole thing. He can't help himself. He just loves you. Ay, ay, ay. What's with you? You know, funny thing is, it doesn't actually echo in the recording, but it echoes in my ears. You know? I like it. I like it. I like it when the Lord echoes in my ears. I like it. I like it when the Lord wells up in my heart. You know? I like it when he says, where are you going? I like it when I say to him, where am I going? You know, not talking about heaven or hell there. I'm talking about, where am I going? Where is this going? Where is this coming from? Judy's trying to follow this message and thinking that I've lost my mind again. Oh, no, I know exactly what I'm doing.
Agreeing 100% with you.
Oh, you're agreeing with me. I am a blessed pastor. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes. When you don't agree, let me know.
Okay.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I like it. Darren always is correcting me.
Then I'll give you encouragement.
Yes, absolutely. Yep. Yeah.
What he needs
I'm sorry, what was that? Everybody does. Absolutely. Absolutely. Lots of them. Lots of them. They build us up. They don't tear us down. But, you know, it's just like he said. And I find that every year I'm more enamored with this day, with this week, with this section of time. You know, I am. I write songs in between pods, and I just had this thought come to me about Jesus when he said to the guys, we're going to Jerusalem, you know, and they're saying, what are we going to do? They want to kill you. Exactly. You know? What are we going to do? Don't worry, I'll come back to you. Man, that the Saturday, the day in between, yesterday, the day after they've watched him die, and all they can do is cry. That thing in the pit of your stomach when things aren't working, and your mind wonders if they'll ever work. You know? That what are we gonna do now? What are we gonna do now? You know? If we don't know Jesus, we don't know what we're gonna do now. If we don't trust Jesus, we'll just wander along any kind of a path. We'll believe the lies of the devil. We'll believe if we believed a little bit in Jesus, we'll believe Jesus let us down. You know? But if we believe a lot in Jesus, we'll be encouraged. We'll know. You know, like in Jeremiah when God told them, you guys are gonna have a real problem for 40 years, you know. But I do know the plans I have for you. My plans are good. What about those 40 years? Why? What's going on with that? Well, sometimes we have to learn, you know. But he said, I know the plans I have for you. They're for good. And when you seek me with all your heart, seek him with all your heart. How do you seek him with all your heart? Just seek him. He said he'll put a soft heart in you. Jesus comes into our hearts and he brings a nice, soft heart. He replaces the old hard heart. You know? And so we learn to just, no matter what, trust the Lord. No matter what. Because he said we could trust him. Well, how do you know you can trust him? Well, he said he was going to come back from the dead, and he did. I think you can trust the rest of what he says. You know? We can trust him and enjoy him. Enjoy the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. You know? Take the joy. He said, you know, take the peace. He said that my peace I give to you, my peace I leave with you. Not like the world gives, because the world's peace doesn't work. You know, it doesn't work. But he's alive. And we've got a living word. It is a living word. It's transformative. I mean, it just does. At the beginning of our walk with the Lord, the Word saved my life. When people wouldn't give me answers, the Word would. When I learned that God would give me answers directly, you know, that puts things into overdrive. That he speaks, and the sound of his voice is so sweet, the birds hush their singing. Listen, the Lord is speaking to you. You know? We just have to tune our ear. We need to turn our ear like we turn our eyes upon Jesus. We need to understand God will mess with you. You don't have to worry about whether you do it right or not. He'll mess with you. I know I talk about jail all the time, but one of my favorite was a guy that said, yeah, but I still like to do some other things. I said, I don't care what you do. You can do anything you want to. But he's going to mess with you. You're going to find yourself not so wanting those other things. You're gonna find yourself, you got a different way of thinking. You're going to find yourself hearing things that you're not used to hearing because he's faithful. You're just going to find that. It took 2 weeks. He came back. I said, has anything changed? You're right, he messed with me. I say God mess with me all the time. Mess with me anytime. Draw me nearer, Lord. I just need to be nearer to you. That's all I need. I know that that's all I need is to be nearer to you. Because, like, he's a good time. He is a good time. You know, and that's where I was in my life before I met him. I like good times. No matter how bad they hurt me. You know? Going to be a hot time in the old town tonight. And then I met Jesus. And everything's a good time with Jesus. Everything. Everything. He can transform everything. Last week we talked about do we believe for a while and then not believe for a while? Do we believe once a week? Or do we believe every day? And then how long each day do we believe? You know, do I get done with my U Bible and get done with my time with the Lord and say, okay, now I'm done believing, I can get on with my life? No, now we're ready for life. Now we're ready for life. We're ready for the Lord to work with us, walk with us, and talk with us. We're ready. Are you ready? I'm not going to tell you for what. Just, are you ready? I don't have any particular thing for you to be ready for. Are you ready? Jesus said, you can't do anything without me, but you can do all things with me. See, everything that he promises, we can put in our little slot. Everything. You know? Everything. Our Lord is coming back to earth again. But he's already here too. He dwells in us richly. You know? He dwells in us. He dwells in us sometimes more richly than we know that he dwells in us. Because sometimes we find ourselves thinking, was that God? Could that be God? When peace comes in and swoops in and tears out those lying birds, you know? Those ones that are trying to take us down. Every now and then we'll have a little hawk out in the trees. And suddenly there'll be this poof of feathers of some little wren, you know. That's the only evidence that either one were there. I actually, I'm trusting my wife, I've never actually seen the poof. But it's pretty disheartening when the poof happens. But those hawks are good. You know? So just like he said, this world is full of people looking for life. And sometimes the people that seem to obviously not be looking for life are the ones that are closest to life. And the Spirit comes in like that hawk. And it's poof. You know? Some inspiration comes. God is just amazing. And we've heard about the resurrection. We've maybe been to lots of Easter services. I was thinking this morning that as the sun came up, I can remember we had a sunrise service. When I was a kid, we were always having sunrise services. Talk about a way to get somebody not interested in Easter. Get a kid up at that time and go out there. And around here at Easter, it's sometimes pretty cold. There's no real good reason to be there in my mind then. And since I'm the pastor, I can choose not to now. But I had a little sunrise service right there looking out my window. Next year, I might just have one out on the sidewalk, waking up the neighborhood. Yeah! Loud and proud, he's alive! The next year, maybe running up and down the street, knocking on doors. He's alive! No. But he is. Don't you just want to tell somebody he's alive? Don't you just run into people sometimes where you just find yourself wanting to say, you need Jesus. You know? There's better ways to slide that in, more like, can I help you? I think you need Jesus. But no matter what you say, if you say they need Jesus, it gives a person an opportunity. We all need Jesus. We need him, and thank God he's alive. He's alive again. The stone's been rolled away. He's alive again. He's no longer in the grave. He's alive again. You can hear the angels say, let all the world rejoice. He's alive. Amen. Lord, we praise you and thank you. You are alive. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives inside of me, right? Amen. Yes. I serve a living Savior. You know? I want him to have his best work in me. So, Lord, we thank you. Thank you. Just thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Amen.